Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Vav Omed Aleph. We actually had a double share yesterday, which was Ayin Hey Aleph and Beis in one single share. So today we're going to have Ayin Vav Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing off Be'ez Hashem, the beautiful Simen Tov Samach Zayin. We begin on the very last line of Ayin Hey Omed Beis with Sif Tes Vav. And the Mechaber writes, if you have a tarnagoles that's tsluya, if you have a roasted chicken, before we talked about a salted chicken, we talked about cooked chickens, so now we're talking about that you have a roasted chicken. Shenimtzis bo chita mevukas besocha pesach, and you find inside the chicken, it's important this is inside the chicken and not on the chicken, and you find a split kernel of wheat on the chicken during Pesach. So the halach is chotek mekom piyipuo. You just cut away the area of the bubbling up, of the swelling over here. This is the equivalent of the mamik kosivoseh that we had in the previous shiurim. Lefi omen adas, to the best of your estimation. You have to cut away the entire area. This is more than just the peel. You have to cut away the entire area where the split kernel was found. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, in Sif Katan Ayin Tes, Kosav HaChayyadah, for example, HaChayyadah, the Rotze Lomar that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shenim Tzeis Besocha, as I pointed out, Yadavka here talking about where the split kernel of wheat was found inside the chicken. In this situation, the Yesh Lomar, Shenischamtsu B'mayim Shehudchubo, then it is possible that it became wet from the water that you rinsed off the chicken after the salting while the chicken had still wetness on it. Avalim Nin says, Ala Tarnagolos, but if you find it on top of the chicken, so then, Im Kain, in this situation, im isu dahavi b'shas hadocha, if it had been present from the wetness of the water, it would have been washed off from the water. Hayah nofel, and no way it would still be on it now. So al karchach achshav nofel, it must have now fallen onto the roasted chicken. And roasted chicken just has the juices on it; it doesn't have any water. The shuman atarnegolis, the juices that come out of the chicken, heavy kumaperos. That's like kumaperos. That's like the fruit juices. They know machbits, and as we pointed out, the Mechaber's opinion is that fruit juices aren't machbits. So therefore, it must be that you found it inside, and therefore it could have gotten wet from water and not wet from the juice of the chicken. Sif Katan Pei, the Mishneh Berurah writes that you found this split kernel over here. And now he says this is the Mechaber that we've been talking about. Ulefi Divri HaRamah Le'el B'Sif Tes. The Ramah said before in Sif Tes, and we brought down that this is probably true for the other Sifim as well, that he says there's no difference between a split kernel and a Nisrachicha, a softened, puffed up kernel. And Hu Adin Afilu Lo Nisbaka, Rak Nisrachicha. It doesn't have to be fully split, it just has to be puffed up a little bit soft. Avo Lo Nisrachicha, but if it's not soft at all, then Ein Tzarech Klum. Then everybody agrees that it's not chametz at all. So what do you have to do? Sif Katan Pei Aleph, you have to cut away the entire area over here where the split kernel was found. As the Mishneh Berurah says, Hainu kimo shekasa. This is the exact same language that we had Le'el, Shemamik kol svivoseh. You cut away all the surrounding area. It doesn't explain why they changed the lashon over here, but that's what it means. The Bitzoli Lekuli Amo Yesh Lahachmi Yosef, because the situation we said before was by salting, and if salting you have to cut away the area according to the Machmir opinion, then certainly over here roasting is more Machmir than salting. The issue footnote number 106 explains that by roasting we had two opinions. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch there, had shtei deos. There was the first, the more lenient opinion that said that you just have dai beklipa, to cut away the peel, like with all other Yisurim. But then he brought down the more Machmir opinion that says that while Shari Yisurim is enough to have a klipa cut away, on Chometz you have to be Mamik L'kol Svivosel, the more Machmir opinion, because Chometz is also B'mashu, even a small amount, B'mashu. And this is able to penetrate over here in a larger amount, Mispashit B'kol Svivosel, surrounding area. And therefore, Ilukan L'gabe Chita, Shenimtza B'Tarnagolas Tzluya, in regards to roasting, the Shulchan Aruch only writes one day over here, which is Lahamik Kol Svivosel Chita, and therefore it must be that Tzluya is more Chomer than Melicha. And therefore, there's only one opinion over here, and everybody is machmir, like this more stringent opinion that we found by Malicha, by Tzliya, it's only one opinion that we should be machmir. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, V'daf kimoya tarnagolos chusha, this only that you have just the area of mame kosivosel over here, just the area of piyapua, where it's bubbled up, that's if you're talking about that the chicken over here was kechusha, was thin, was lean. Avalu mushamein b'moko magosh alchita, but in the area where the kernel was touching, it's fatty, then we say the entire chicken is aser kulu aser. Because in this situation, dozel aheter, because the chicken goes into the grain. Umefatim lahachita, since it's shmalsi, it's very fatty, it makes the grain over here able now, v'achakach mefafei achita, mashu b'chol etanagolus. It allows the grain to spread more into the rest of the entire chicken. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, this was the more makel opinion that he first brought down over here. This opinion in the Ber HaGolah tells us is from the Tur in the name of his father, the Rosh, and also Reb Lezer Mimitz, according to the Beis Yosef, and it's also brought down the Rosh HaShachayim. However, here the Ber HaGola tells us that the Tur in the name of the Rokeach brings down a more machmir opinion. That's what the Mechaber tells us. Yesh Osir Meskula. There is a more machmir opinion that says not only the area that's bubbled up in the surrounding Mame Kosi Vosea has to be cut away, but this opinion says the entire chicken is Osir. Why? Lefi Kishimahabchim Hashpud. When you roast this chicken, you're roasting on a spit, and as you're turning the spit, it allows the taste over here from the kernel to spread throughout the entire chicken. Yishabur explains as if cut and pay bays. This is only when you're dealing with chametz, we were so machmer and even a mashu, as opposed to mashen came b'shari surim, we're not machmer like this. The issue footnote number 108 explains b'shari surim, by all other isurim. Even though there's not 60 against the amount of Isser, the Hipoch HaShpud is not going to be Osir as Kula. The turning of the spit doesn't make the rest of the chicken be Osir. Why? So the Magen Avraham brings down Shehipoch HaShpud, the turning of the rotisserie over here, of the spit, Einu Gorim Shetam HaChito Yispashit B'chol HaTanagolus. It doesn't allow the Tam of the Chita to go throughout the Tanagolus. Only a mashu of it goes throughout the Tanagolas. And therefore, by chometz, which is also with a mashu, we're concerned and we ask for the entire chicken. But shari surim, ein ahipach oser, es kol ha-tanagolas. The mashu, the rest of the iser that will go with mashu, is not going to be as chometz, and therefore, it's not going to be oserit. He brings additional reasons in the rest of this footnote, ayin sham. Sivkot and Pegimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you turn the spit, it's mashma, the imnitzl agabe b'cholin. If you didn't use a spit, if you didn't have a rotisserie, you just put it straight on the coals, so then you put it on a barbecue, for example, and lesser yosef mikdei piyapuo. Then you only have to be concerned about the area that got bubbled up over here and not the rest of the chicken because it didn't have a chance to go from the area where it was found into the rest of the chicken, only into the immediate surrounding area. However, he says, L'das harav b'agor now, but according to the Momachmir opinion of the Ramah that we brought down earlier, so then, v'adai de'en l'hokil b'tzli yosef b'malicha. You certainly can't be more meko by tzli, and since he, then by malicha. So therefore, tzli has to be at least as strict as malicha, and since the Ramah brought down a stricter opinion by malicha, so then certainly that same strict opinion would apply to tzli as well. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'chein yesh misha oser. Likewise, there is a strict opinion. This is the Tur bringing down in the name of the Rosh's father, and he says, "Call a tanagolus at sliyus imaboso shbud that they would aser all the other chickens that were on this rotisserie on the spit as well, that's touching it hanago zubazu that anything that is touching the original chicken that had the split kernel inside of it, so any of the other chickens on this spit would also be aser according to this very machmir opinion." Why? Because they're going to touch each other when you turn the spit. So whichever chicken touched the original chicken, so then that chicken is also going to spread within that entire chicken, according to this machmir opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkan pei dalid. Then einon no goes einon asurus. But if it didn't touch it, we don't say that it transmitted it through the spit. So that's not a concern. It only transmits through touching one chicken to the other. The law of Marinan, da blios mashu, we don't say that the mashu blios over here, holech mispashit mizoluzu, aide ashbud. We're not concerned over here that the chometz dika blia got transferred from chicken A to chicken B via the spit. It's only if chicken A touched chicken B that it's a problem. He says, however, if we are dealing with a fatty, schmaltzy chicken, then oseres hakol afilu eno nogos. Then he brings down the Morgan Avram, says we are concerned if it's a very fatty chicken that it could go through the spit and not by directly by touching. However, that's the opinion of the Morgan Avram. V'amakor chayim meko b'davar. The Makor Chaim disagrees and says, no, we don't have to be concerned. And he says, v'afilu l'dasa Morgan Avram, ein l'hachmir b'zeh. And even according to Morgan Avram, you only have to be machmir ela b'mevukas, only in the situation where it was actually split, v'lo b'nisrakecha, and not where it was softened only. The issue footnote number 109 explains the reason why the Makor Chaim is not machmir ayin shom. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Pehei explains that via turning the spit, it would allow possibly one chicken to touch the other chicken, and therefore it would be mispashet mizu lezu. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, ubelo hipuch, but if you didn't turn the rotisserie, mutaros acheros, afilu b'li klipa, then the other chickens are fine. If you didn't turn the rotisserie, then there's no way it goes from one chicken to the other. You don't have to be concerned, and you don't even have to cut away a peel on the other chickens. Because of prima godim, according to the Ramah, yesh lohoros ditzoli lo gormi melicha. Again, there's no way that sli is going to be less strict than melicha, and therefore, the av shekishatar negolis kochush legamre asura kula. And therefore, since we said even in a thin, lean chicken, we're concerned by salting into asa the entire chicken, vafilu below hipach hashvud, even without going and turning it on the shvud, then we'd have to be osur over here with roasting. However, but the other chickens over here, you don't have to be concerned about if there's a financial loss. As long as you know you didn't turn the rotisserie, you didn't turn the spit, so then the other chickens, one could be makel for if there was a hefsid merubah. Now we go to the final sif, sif tezayin. The Mechaber writes, chita osaora shenimtseis bezefek ha'of. If you were to find a kernel of wheat or of barley inside the crop, the zephic is the crop of the bird. A crop is like a muscular outcropping of the esophagus of the bird. That's why it's called the crop. It's an outcropping of the bird's esophagus. There's no human equivalent to that. It's like a pouch where the bird stores some food. So when they would go and singe this bird, and part of the roasting process, they just singe it a little bit. So the Mechaber is telling us, if you were to find a kernel of wheat or barley inside this crop, after it was singed, the rest of the bird is still good. And that's because, as the Mishnah will tell us, they throw away the crop, and therefore anything in the crop that would be chametz isn't a concern because it's thrown away. And therefore, the rest of the chicken is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Pei Vav, and he says, the ain soli oser yose mikdei klipa, because even if it was roasted fully, it would only go into a klipa's worth. Dirsha footnote number 111 tells us, even though we said previously that soli goes deeper than that, it goes kidei netila, nevertheless, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, mikomokom kosva das Torah shekivan shadin lahachshiv es ahiv of kitzli, enu elochum rabiyama. It's not clear that singeing is really the same thing as fully roasting it. And therefore, one could be makel over here that you only have to do a kidei kalipa and not a kidei netila, which is a larger amount. And then he brings down, however, with Prima Godin, that sometimes we'll use the words kidei klipa and really mean kidei netila anyway. So even though this over here would be a kidei klipa or kidei netila, however, you're throwing away the hozefik. Vazefik hu bimkom haklipa umashlichen oso. So this kidei klipa or kidei netila is the rest of the zefik, and we throw that away anyway. It's not normally something that's eaten. And therefore, there's no concern for the rest of the chicken. And then he tells us, and even by us, we were machmir by roasting, that you need to have 60 against it, or else it's going to be considered the Isser is spread over there. Here, by the crop, you don't have to be machmir anyway. Because it's not really, singeing is not the same thing as roasting. What is singeing? You're not really roasting it a lot in one place. You're just singeing it a little bit. You're doing a little bit of touching the fire here and there. And that's singeing, and that's not roasting. And these dinim are found really in Yerideya. Then he tells us, if, however, you find the chita outside of the crop after you did the singeing, then you do have to remove the klipa area surrounding the split kernel that you have. You have to do that. However, but if you didn't know this and you cooked it afterwards, then we're not machmir and the whole thing is mutter. But he tells us, Hamadaktikim, people that are very careful about their performance in mitzvos, Nisharim bePesach, they're especially careful in Pesach, as we pointed out. This is one of the very few areas where we say, HaMachmir HaRezeh Meshubach. We normally don't have that approach, that just be Machmir, 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 but bePesach, the minhag is to be very Machmir. So he said, those that are very careful about their kashrus on Pesach, before they do the singeing, Kodem HaHivov, VeKodem HaBlichem, before the salting, they open up the chicken, Liftoach HaTarnagolas Hetev, and check inside, or Luchot Chol Shteim, or at least cut it in half, the live dog hatev, and check out carefully shelo yimotzi b'srocho chita, that there shouldn't be any kernels of wheat inside there. Umisha osikain, and if somebody in fact does this, harei ze zoriz v'niskar, he's a person who does his mitzvot with zrizus, with alacrity, and he will be rewarded. And he brings us down for the Shari Knesset Hagidola.
Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says that if you find this chita and sora, vachita vasora, tzorich l'sarfum, they are definitely chametz. They have to be burned. The lo chashivei kimukolim. We don't consider them like they were digested. Digested food is not considered chametz anymore. It's digested. But these kernels of wheat or barley that you found that are split, so they have to be presumed that they're not digested and that they in fact are chametz, and those have to be burned. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Peizayin, the talinon shenischamtzu milachos shenimtzu bezepik. We say that it's not digestion that occurred over here, but the moisture that was inside the crop, that is what made them chametz. And that's the levush. This is opinion over here, and that's why they're burnt, and we don't assume that it's considered digested. Sivkot and Peches, they're not considered kimukolim digested. Here we have an interesting difference. He says there's a difference between isurim and tumah. In regards to ilchus tumah, we do consider them like they're digested, and the tumah's gone away. However, linyan isur, in regards to isurim over here, like chametz, shiny, we don't consider it. That's the opinion that the Mechaber has, that the Mishnah Berurah explains. He adds, however, ayin in the biragro, look in the Vilna Gaon, shekosav, based upon this, the lefiza ein chiluk ben shleim oshur, it doesn't make any difference over here whether it's intact or whether it's or not intact, whether it's broken. However, the Vilna Gaon himself says, avo biikra din, in regards to the din, that there's a difference between tumah and iser, mitzadi lebesof, he concludes, the ein lechalik ben iser letumah, there is no difference between iser and tumah, vafilu shleim chashuvim kimu kolam, and we consider even the intact ones as if they've been digested and they don't have the potential to be mechametz. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer Tanya, from the Bala Tanya, Kosev B'Sefer Tanya, Kol Inyonei HaPesach, all details dealing with Pesach, Lo Yasei De'akum, don't rely upon a non-Jewish person to deal with these things for you. Likewise, V'chein Roish Lo Yasei De'ketanim, and don't rely upon younger children as well. This is brought down from the Prima Gadim. One should be Machber and try to do all these things himself or self in order that there shouldn't be any concern regarding the kashrus on Pesach. With this, we conclude beautiful Simin Tov Samach Zayin and today's shir.